on to Glory to the Nations. And those that are around the world, I want to thank you for logging on and continue to log on, because if you want to truly find life, I know the way. I know the way to have a life. And that life happens to be buried inside of you. And we got to be able to dig that out. And if you could picture it this way, you're covered with all kinds of stuff, and your life is buried deep down inside of you. And the way to take this stuff off is listening to me, because my messages and my word is like pulling this stuff off of you so that you can come up and live and you can have a life. With that being said, tonight, you know, I've been speaking about a message on Sunday, and if you haven't heard that message, it was the last message I spoke, and it was about prayer. And there's a part in there where, this book, the Bible, which is the only book that I was able to bear witness of what I have received when I was taken into that heavenly place. Some of you may know my testimony, some of you may not. Hopefully we'll have that book out soon enough to be able to give you a brief summary about what happened to me, but it's been about close to 14 years now that I have been abducted. I want to call it abducted. Not, I don't know if it was what you might think, aliens, or if it was, which I know it was the universe, it was God. It was God, because I know that I wanted to be drawn to that, and the living creatures up there basically said that is our supreme being, the creator, and I knew it was God. I just knew it. And but I wasn't able to go see God right then and there, but I knew him. He was there and as far away as you could possibly see, but yet as close to my face as you can possibly imagine. And the feelings that just ran through my whole being was incredible. And then I was taken to a place where I was able to see Jesus, who is written and spoken about in this book called the Holy Bible. And those around the world may not know about this book, and that's why I'm emphasizing about this book. I don't expect anybody to really pick one up and read it, because it's very difficult to read this book. How many people have tried to read this book and found it difficult? Yep. And I know what you're saying, because you need a certain eye to see and a certain ear to hear what the Spirit says in this book. And we're born in darkness, and we are transformed into light. And I'm here to transform you into that light. Where I came from, I was once in darkness, but then when my life was divinely changed by the supernatural realm of the universe, my being came back and I was transformed in light. So if I would have to say, if you see me, you see a beam of light. Jesus in this book said, if you see me, you see the Father. But we are in 2016, and verbiage has changed. How many people realize that the verbiage in today's world has changed? And so because it has changed, I have to speak according to the world we live in now. And that's why you'll hear me refer to as God as the universe, but he really is truly God. And we all have a desire to pray to this supreme being, whether we're crying out for help, whether we need some help, whether, you know, we're looking for direction, somewhere, somehow, we've cried out to space. How many of us have just wanted to cry out to space and say, help? Well, there's a lot of people out there that don't know what they're actually doing. Some people don't even believe in God. But there's an inner spirit in everyone that believes in the Creator, because that's where we came from. And because we came from the Creator, that relationship will never end. It will always be there. So your crying out is a cry of just, you know, asking for help, so to say. And I'm here to reassure you that God will never leave you nor forsake you. He will always be with you. He created you for a purpose, and he created you for a life. He didn't create to destroy you. And that's one thing I hope that we can discover, is that he loves us so much based on his creation that he will not allow us to fail if we know how to, fall into his lap. And prayer is a big essential part of falling into God's lap. And there's a phrase here about prayer, and the disciples asked Jesus, how do you pray? And he began to begin to explain to them about how to pray. Now, I'm not going to speak about prayer today, but I am going to speak about a part of prayer which I think is very important in coming into our Father's lap. How many of us want to be as close to God as we possibly can? I mean, if we're crying out for help and we want things in our lives, and we know that he's the only one that can make it happen, we probably want to be real close to him, wouldn't you think? I mean, I want the favor of God. I want God to be able to do everything possible for me as he could, and not do anything on my own, but have him do it all. And the more that we learn how to surrender, that's possible. It's when we take the reins and think that we're in control, then he just says, okay, you want to do it? Go ahead. And that's when we end up finding out that we can't. Well, with that, I want to speak about forgiveness or forgiving. It's two parts, one to forgive and one to be forgiven. I want to emphasize on forgiving someone. And if I can narrow it down, the most easiest way that we can forgive somebody is to try to understand. The reason why we have a hard time not forgiving somebody is because we just don't understand why. And because we don't understand why these things are being done, or this is happening, or they did it to us, or whatever the reason is all because we just don't understand. And a lot of times we just got to back off a little bit and, for one, say, okay, God's in control. And if God's in control, then he's allowing these things to happen, and he has something better for us. You know, when we can have that positive outlook on our Creator and know that he has a life for us, and that life is he's directing us and guiding us and leading us, then we shouldn't be able to work ourselves up and get upset. And a lot of times when we work ourselves up and get upset, we tend to blame, and we tend to fall into unforgiveness. And that unforgiveness could be a relative, it could be a friend, it could be ourselves. How many of us fell into that place where, you know, we tend to just hold ourselves, you know, accountable for certain situations in our life? And most of the time, 99.9.9, is there a 9.9? 99.9999 times, it's because we just don't understand. And we ask ourselves why or what have you. We can't question. We got to stop questioning why things are happening the way they are, whether they're happening towards us or to us, or it's not happening the way we want it to happen, and we tend to have unforgiveness. Now, unforgiveness tends to disguise itself in many, many forms. Do you know that hatred is a form of unforgiveness? Do you know that anger is a form of unforgiveness? Isn't that amazing? So when you're like angry for some reason, you're like in that realm of unforgiveness. If you are in a place where you have hatred, like I hate, that's a part of unforgiveness. Because for some reason that that manifestation is separating you from unity, from love, from being one with another. How many of us are here are just grabbing hold of what I'm saying here? Okay. Now, I always say it's okay to hate. I always say it's okay to be angry. It's okay to be mad. But not to allow that anger, that being mad, that hatred, to carry over and last a long time. Because when it carries over and lasts a long time, the creator in the universe has a hard time forgiving you. It sounds crazy, but we become so one with God that if we can't forgive those, then we can't be forgiven. And that's almost like good karma, bad karma. Has anyone ever heard of good karma and bad karma? Okay. So if you have good karma in your life, you want to make sure that you forgive everybody that you can possibly forgive so that we're forgiven. And I know in my life, I want everything that God has for me. I want every plan, purpose. I don't want to miss any opportunities. And I know that forgiveness is a big part of it. When Jesus mentioned about prayer, he mentioned about, Father, forgive those who trespass. I'll forgive them, those who trespass against me. Well, you might know about it. You might not know about it. I read it in the Bible one day. I'll read it for you. But it says, you know, forgive me as I forgive those who trespass against me. And it's a very important part of life. How many of us carry unforgiveness right now? And let's be real honest about ourselves. How much unforgiveness do we tend to carry on? Is there any discrimination that you have in your heart? You see? Now, I'm not talking about if it's a bad apple, don't pretend it's not a bad apple. It's a bad apple. But don't be angry because it's a bad apple. Just look at the fact that it's a bad apple. Right there is unforgiveness. When you look at a bad apple and you're angry, that's unforgiveness. Forgiveness is, it's a bad apple, you know it's a bad apple, and it's okay because it's a bad apple and you're okay with it. How many of us got that one? Good. Because we go along through life judging certain things, and then we have anger on top of it, because we just don't understand why. Now, it's easy to understand that the apple's rotted because you're educated enough to see the thing brown, you see worms coming out of it or whatever, and soft spots. And that's because you're educated enough to know that it's a rotten apple. But there's a lot of situations that we come into that we might not quite be able to identify it and know if it's truly a rotten apple. And we might be like, you know, looking at it and judging it and coming to a place of not understanding. And because we don't have any understanding in what it is, we tend to get angry, and then we tend to not be able to forgive. If you don't understand, get the tape and listen to it over and over and over again, because it's a very, very important thing about how to identify unforgiveness. You know, unforgiveness allows you to carry chips on your shoulders too. So you might have unforgiveness for one individual, and let's say it's a male, and then all of a sudden that chip becomes an issue where now you have an issue and unforgiveness to all men. How many of us ever received that one before? And then it's vice versa. I know a gentleman who had a bad relationship with an individual, a girl, and he had a huge chip on his shoulder over it. And now every girl he had unforgiveness for. He judged every girl, and every girl was bad in his eyes. And then the same with this one girl. Every guy was bad in her eyes. And so we have to realize how important unforgiveness is and how to be free from unforgiveness and be able to loose ourselves from that so that we can have a life and nothing is hindered. Because there is also another part of that prayer where it says, deliver me from the evil one. And I want us to really understand tonight, as you're listening to this message, those that are around the world listening, that there are forces of darkness that have authority over our lives to kill, steal, and destroy your destiny. How many understand or even believe that? Because it's very, very important. A lot of people are in denial about the dark realm of the spirit. A lot of people feel as though that their shortcomings is because they stepped in a pile of duty, you know, or it's bad luck, or, you know, it's just wasn't meant to be in the cards or what have you. They're not really taking responsibility for their life, and they're blaming and pointing the fingers on everybody else. And the fact is that there is a dark realm that is looking to try to destroy your future. It's looking to try to destroy your destiny. It's trying to steal your desires of your heart. And that's really your life. Every bit of inside of you, every desire that you have, every passion, and I'll just put that in a whole nutshell, your passion is really your life. And that when we don't fall in line with the universe, when we harbor these things, and it even says in the Bible that my children suffer and they are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. And unforgiveness is a form of lack of knowledge. They just don't understand. And because they don't understand, then they harbor unforgiveness. And that unforgiveness literally releases legal rights of the dark realm to steal things from you, to rob you, to take away your passion, to take away things that your heart's desire for. I had some people come up to me and say, you know, you speak a lot about following your heart, following your passions and all this, and it seems like I'm not getting my passions. And then I'll say, okay, let's sit down and let's talk about it. And then we talk about things, and then all of a sudden I start discovering all these other things. Well, you're full of anger. You know, you are so mad at something. You have every right. I mean, you're mad, but yet the realm of the spirit has every right to rob your passion. You got to change the way you're thinking. Why are you so mad? Why are you so upset? Why are you so discouraged? Well, because these things aren't happening, this isn't happening, you don't realize this, and you don't realize that. Wait a minute. I don't have to realize anything. The only thing I need to realize is your attitude. If you're going to be upset and angry and pissed off over what, you have to learn how to be free. You have to learn how to let these things go, because you're carrying so much stuff on you that you have like a big sign on your back, hit me. Hit me. And you're walking around in life with this big sign on your back saying, hit me. Until you take the sign off your back, I'm sorry. You're going to constantly come into problems. You're going to constantly have these things robbed from you. And you're going to cry and keep crying, and I want to wipe your tears away, but the way I wipe my tears away is different. I don't give you a hanky. I don't give you a tissue. I kind of give you a slap. And sometimes those slaps don't help, but nobody wants to hear that they're wrong. How many of us here like to hear that we're wrong? You know, how about when you have your mind set up, you know, and you're determined, and then I try to tell you, you can't do that. I got to break your determination. I got to tell you to do the complete opposite of what you already set your mind towards. Well, that's not giving you a hanky, is it? That's giving you a slap. And I'm not here to slap you to hurt you. I'm here to slap you to make you feel better. And eventually you're going to find out that you're going to love being slapped by me. You're going to say, hey, Pastor Jim, can you slap me again? Because I'm going to tell you right now, that last slap, I ended up getting a breakthrough and the door opened up. And I'll tell you what, woo! And now I need another slap. And you might get slapped. What do you call that? Punch slappy? But to be direct and honest, there is a dark force that is literally destroying us. And we can't see it with the eyes. But you have to believe me. And understand that by having an attitude adjustment, there's a phrase that is said by Einstein. I think it's Einstein. If you want to change something, like if you're like insane, you're doing the same thing over and over and over, and if you want to come out of that realm of insanity, you have to change something. If you don't change, how are you going to expect things to be different? Well, that goes along very well with what I'm trying to say as far as having an attitude and living a life of having forgiveness. We have to learn to forgive practically everything we see, everything that we touch, everything that we come across. Even when you meet somebody new, automatically just say, I got to forgive this person. Because you know right well that somewhere, somehow, you're going to get offended by them. Something's going to quirk you the wrong way, and you need to automatically realize that this person is a place where you just don't understand, and that you'll never understand that person, and it's okay, because this is where unforgiveness starts. They might say something to you the wrong way, and you take it the wrong way, whatever it might be, and then you get offended, and then you have this unforgiveness about you. We have to be careful about being offended and having these attitudes. And when we walk with offenses and we have these attitudes and we have a hard time forgiving, we're being robbed. And that's about as simplest as I can say. We're being robbed. And if you're like me, we're about tired of being robbed. I want all the blessings that I can have in my life. I want every possible good fortune that's going to come my way. I want the path cleared before I even walk it. I don't want to have to stumble in front of anything. I don't want to have to do anything but just kind of drift into His will. And this is the universe's desire, is that we would enter into His rest. And coming into His place of rest, think about it. When you're upset with somebody, are you at rest? If you have unforgiveness and you're like having a problem with something, are you at rest? Mm-mm. And so we have to grab hold of what I'm saying tonight. Really grab hold. And try to work with the fact of living with forgiveness. And it's this way. There's a prayer when Jesus was hanging on the cross and He was having a communication with God, or the Father of our universe. And He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He came to a point of saying, I don't understand what the heck is going on. I'm not going to try to even figure it out. I know that You have a plan for me. I know that Your plan is to bless me and to prosper me. I know that you have good fortune for me. It might not be happening now. Come on, think about it. He's hanging on this cross. He's got these nails in his hand. He's being spit on the whole nine yards. And he's over here saying, I know you got a plan for me. I know it's good. I know it's there to prosper me and to bless me. My point is that moment of pain is only going to last a twinkle. You know, a quick blink. These things shall pass. How many of us been in pain before and eventually the pain resided? You know, I know I've come across and I smashed my thumb one time and I hit it so hard I was so afraid of even looking at it because I just had like pictures of it just blowing up in purple and spewing all kinds of blood out and it was a mess. It hurt so bad. And then eventually I had the nerve to look at it and yeah, it was purple and it was swelling and it was pounding and thumping. But within a couple of days, the pain left. And I can say today, my thumb feels really good right now. And what I'm saying is, a lot of our unforgiveness is hurts, pain. Somehow or another, we got hurt. We received some pain somewhere. And you're going to get pain no matter what. We live in an earthly body and we're subject to pain, whether it's physical or emotional. That pain is going to come and it's not going to stop. How it can heal faster, how it can go away quicker, is by just changing the way we're thinking. I don't understand why I smashed my thumb. I don't realize, oh, that hurt. That was dumb. But you know what? I did it. And it goes away. Now, I can imagine if I held onto that pain on my thumb and said, I bet you I'd end up hitting that thumb on the wall. I bet you I'd be slamming it in the door again. Yeah, that's how the realm of darkness works. It reminds you of the pain. It keeps reminding you. It keeps telling you over and over and over, and then it becomes haunting. Has anyone ever felt to be haunted? Like it like never wants to go away? It's like, why can't this thing just go away? I have this thing, and can I be honest with us? I have this thing, and I have to be transparent. How is the world going to know my sincerity if I'm not transparent? I have an issue. I don't like dumb people. Dumb people get on my nerves big time. Now, how do you gauge a dumb person? See, I could be really dumb. I could have somebody saying that exact same thing to me. You know what? I hate dumb people. And he's real dumb. Right? And now I'm the one who's the dummy who is saying, you know what? I hate dumb people. And I can't stand them. And I wish them. And you know, I bet you that one who I'm saying is dumb is probably saying, you know what? I hate dumb people too. And that one's dumb. It's a never-ending thing. So how do you judge it? I have to turn around and change the way I think. I have to say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I have to come to a place of saying to them, to myself, they're just not as intelligent as I am. Isn't that wrong? I have to say, well, they're just not as smart as I am. That's all right. You know, for me to get this smart, I had to go through a lot to get this smart. You know, and they just haven't gotten where I got, and they're just not as smart as I am. And I'm sure the other guy above me is saying, you know what? Forgive him. He's not as smart as I am. I should have. So it's a never-ending cycle. So if we can just come to a place and realize in our heart, it is what it is, and come to that place and let things go. How many of us got, like, thorns in our sides that just seem like they don't go away? Amen. Now, are we going to keep them thorns in our sides, or are we going to just, like, let God pull them out? The way they can be pulled out supernaturally, and God will pull it out, is when we let them go. I think the dark realm, or we can just say Satan, the devil, is over there pushing that thorn in. Let's stick another one in there. He didn't learn his lesson. I'm going to give him another one. And he just keeps shoving you with more thorns. And next thing you know, you're a sticker bush. But the more we can let it go, I believe God just pulls that thorn out and doesn't allow any more thorns to come in us. I look at a verse here where Paul says, you know, he started complaining to God, and he's like, can you pull this thorn out of my side? And God was like, you know, my grace is sufficient for you. He's basically saying, you don't understand what's going on. You're the one that put that thorn in there to begin with, and if you don't change the way you're thinking, there's going to be another one coming in right after that. And if you keep it up, guess what? There's going to be 10 more that are going to be plucking you. So we got to come to a point of realizing that God's grace is sufficient, and we got to just humble ourselves. We got to come to this place of accepting it is what it is. It is what it is. And not get all upset over ourselves and not get upset for others. And this is where unforgiveness comes in. This is how we forgive, and this is how we let go of unforgiveness. And moving forward, I hope to challenge you. After this message, I want to challenge all of us. Those things that get on your nerves, get ready. You know that that's a form of that unforgiveness is starting on you. So don't let anything get on your nerves. Don't let anything bother you. I know it's hard. Look, life is hard to begin with. Nothing goes right, amen? It seems like every time you wake up and you turn the corner, there's always a problem. But we got to let it go. Somebody said to me a long time ago, he says, you know, Jim, I have these problems, and it just seems like I'm the only one that has all these problems. I look at everybody else's life, and they don't have any problems. I feel like I'm the only one that has all these problems. I said, well, what kind of problems do you have? Oh, you won't understand. You know, they're just big problems. I got problems. Every time I turn around, it seems like I got all these problems. And I said to him, I said, you know what? I believe that we all are alike. The difference is you're focused on your problems and your problems alone. You just can't see anybody else's problems. I think we're all the same. I think we all have the same problem. The issue is that we don't see. We only see ourselves. There's a verse that God has spoken real loud to me. He says, I'll never give you more than you can handle. And I believe that we all have a different level of being able to handle weight. Like you can lift 10 pounds, this one can only lift 50 pounds, and this one can lift that. And the problems that come to us on a daily basis is just like that weight. God, our Father of the universe, only knows exactly how much you can lift. And he'll bring that much problem to you, or allow that much problem to be on you. I know that God is in control of a lot of things. And that's why that prayer was, forgive my trespasses as I forgive those who trespass against me. And I truly believe that when we come to that place where we can forgive others, then God forgives us. I don't want any more than I can handle, nor do I even want that much. I want less than what I can handle. And I want to continue to keep less than what I can handle. And so the more I come to a place of forgiving so that I can be forgiven, I truly believe in my heart that that's when we begin to start finding more peace. That's the prayer. Deliver us from the evil one. And then it goes on to say, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And we give God back his glory because, for one, we can't pout over our situations. I believe we did these things to ourselves. But we did them because of lack of understanding, lack of knowledge. And today we have the knowledge now. You know, the more you log on and listen to these messages, the more I'm able to share the word of the Lord. I believe that he's going to instruct me to guide you and lead you and direct you in all the areas of our lives so that we can become new again and be renewed. Now, a lot of us might be listening and not like what I have to say, but remember, they're the slaps. But later on, you're going to be begging me for more slaps. I would love to give you a tissue. I would love to comfort you and say, oh, everything's going to be okay. Here, have another little tissue. And here, let me wipe away. And here, blow your boogies in here. And, you know, I wish I could do that. But that's not going to change your circumstances. Because I know the power. And I know the power that blesses us. And I know the power that curses us. And if I can't take the hand of God and crack away the power that's there to destroy us, then I'm not called. And I can't be here as a people pleaser to try to build big churches and all those other things. That's not what I'm all about. I'm here to set you free. I'm here to get you to a place of promise that is written on your heart. I'm here to get you to your destiny. Not for you to wallow in your self-pity. Not for you to wallow in your unforgiveness. Not for you to wallow in pointing the fingers at everybody else. And blaming everybody else. And even blaming yourself. Because it has nothing to do with the carnal realm that we live in. It has everything to do with the spiritual realm that we don't know. That I'm here to tell you about. And my children are suffering because of the lack of this knowledge that is in the spirit. And we tend to live in that realm of carnality, where we only see with our eyes and we only hear with our, you know, living ears, and we have emotions and we allow our emotions to get tied up and caught up in things. And we can't live that way. We have to live in spirit and know the truth of the spirit so that we can have these breakthroughs in our lives. How many of us here, just here alone, want those breakthroughs? Yeah. And I'm sure those that are listening or, you know, on this tape around the world live right now or what have you, I'm sure they want breakthroughs. They want their lives changed. It's not because this guy stepped on a pile of poo and this guy here has, you know, good karma or what have you. It has nothing to do with any of that stuff. It has everything to do with understanding the realm of the spirit. I know, because I once suffered. But now I'm free. You know, I couldn't tell you how to be free if I never was bound before and broke loose. Now I broke loose and I'm free, and my circumstances, you know, in the natural are getting better, but at the same time, my spirit is well conditioned and I'm happy. And what better more can you ask for than having inner peace, inner joy, and inner righteousness? This book here called the Bible is called The Kingdom of God. Righteousness, peace, and joy. And I can actually say I'm living in that realm. And so I want you to all come with me to live in that realm. Amen? Amen. Well, I got my cue of saying 5 minutes. I have to close. So if I can have every head bowed for a moment, I want to just honor our Father in the universe, God. And I want to thank him for all that he has done in our lives. And thank him for his message tonight, because now we understand that forgiveness is a big thing to be able to bring prosperity in our lives. And that we need to learn how to forgive. And the way to learn how to forgive is just basically say that they don't know what they're doing. They just don't understand. And that means myself too. I don't know what I'm doing, and I don't understand. And none of us have the mind of God. And none of us are going to understand what's going on. Nobody understands how your future is going to unfold. And no one understands how the promise and that passion is going to be formed in your heart and how it's going to be filled. He can change your circumstances in one day. He can change your circumstances in a minute. You can leave in about 5 minutes from now because you came to this place in your heart. Your circumstances could change that quick. And you can begin to start seeing the fruit of this repentance. And so take what I say and hold on to it dear to your heart. Father, I want to ask that you bless these people that are listening and those that are here. And let them see through your eyes and allow them by your power to manifest this word to forgive. And let them see the blessings behind it quickly. As they begin to be aware of the things that they harbor in their heart, a bitterness, a seed of bitterness, a seed of hatred, a seed of anger, some seed of disappointment, something that leads to unforgiveness. Let them see that in their heart and repent. Forgive, to change the way they're thinking and turn it over and just put them in that place of, I just don't understand. And I'm not going to understand. And release it. And as they do that, Lord, manifest a blessing so that they know it's you. Manifest a blessing so that they can say truly in their heart, I see the truth, and the truth has set me free. I pray, amen and amen. Thank you. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. And Sarah, can you close me? Come on. Be good. You got to learn.
What? That was Pastor James Mandel on his message of whatever that was. Sunday service starts at 12?
11.
No. Service starts at 12.
11.
But I got to get the times right. But worship starts at 10, somewhere in there. Please come out if you can. Thank you, and have a good night.